Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, today we have some honey industry news to share. That's because it looks like honeybee colonies for operations with five or more colonies across the United States, as of January 1st, totaled 2.92 million colonies, and that's actually up 2% from January 1 of 2020. Kyle Grubbs with USDA's Bee Research Lab in Maryland says, "Our nation's beekeepers are managing to maintain colony numbers despite continued colony losses."
It looks like there's more bee operations now. We'll have to see how it plays out throughout the season. People are finding better ways to figure out what exactly is going on in their colony, as opposed to just labeling everything as colony collapse disorder.
But even with that said, those varroa mites were the number one stressor for operations with five or more colonies during all quarters surveyed last year. Now, the period with the highest percent of colonies reported to be affected by varroa mites was July through September of last year at nearly 56%. Now, the percent of colonies reported to be affected by varroa mites during January through March of this year and April through June of this year are 31.3% and 48.7%, respectively, considerably less than what we saw a year ago. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.